Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for what you do to keep America moving along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. You can follow us on Parler, the Captain's America. Or you can also check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to start off hour number two is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we have the phone number for anyone that wants to call in to the Trump campaign and report any irregularities that they are aware of so they can check them out. What's that number?
Yes, Captain, we understand that number is 888-503-3526. That's 888-503-3526.
All right, and you're going to post that in the chat room so the guys in there can see it, right?
That's right.
Okay, and also there's a new group I just started yesterday on Facebook called, two words, Election Reform. That means exactly what it says, election reform. Put your ideas in there as to what we need to do. And again, this includes, and if you really want to do this right, we need to change the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that gave all of this sort of stuff to the states. And that's where we're at, and that's why we're screwed up right now. We do not have a uniform way of voting by the national level. It's all totally up to the states. All right, and I'm going to go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name?
Oh.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. My question is this. Is it possible on January 6th when the electors meet, that's when the official ruling is
it's December 14th when the Electoral College comes in.
Well, what is January 6th?
That's when the Congress comes in.
Okay. December 14th. Could they possibly go back to November 3rd, take the results when all polls close, and determine who the president's going to be?
Okay, well, we'll answer that. And this is Cassidy, right?
No, this is Dennis from Largo.
Oh, Dennis from Largo. Okay, you sound very much like somebody over there in Treasure Island. All right, thank you. We'll answer that. Well, first of all, Kyle, a judge and a court or the Supreme Court would have to rule it that way. They can't just do it on their own.
Well, that's right. Now, the courts may realign the vote totals insofar as that they throw out illegal votes or invalid votes, this kind of thing. But those totals, one would think, would be finalized prior to the December 14th meeting of the electors.
Yeah.
And they would go in and cast their votes. Now, we do have history of people being what they call faithless electors.
Mm-hmm.
And that could come into play. But generally speaking, depending on how the electors are allocated by each state, they would go in and vote for their respective candidate.
Now, what the faithless electors means is that in the states that were won by Joe Biden, where perhaps there's not two slates of electors that have been chosen, once in a while that happens. I'm not sure it has in the blue states, because I got to believe they got their ducks in a row. But the Democrats have their own slate of electors, the Republicans have their own slate of electors, and technically in those states, under their rules in the state, you're voting for the elector, not the president.
Right, exactly. And I think even after the Trump victory over Hillary Clinton, there was talk of, well, we can try to get some of these electors to change their minds,
right,
and this kind of thing. And that's very rare, and it would be virtually unprecedented on a large scale. But definitely, by the time they get there to cast their vote, all of these legal questions have already been done.
All right, and I see you have posted in the chat room the voter fraud report form, but I don't see is the phone number in there?
Yeah, the phone number should be right on top of it.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I got it. Okay, there it is. Okay, in the hotline. All right, very good. So the phone number to call is 888-503-3526 to report any fraud that you may or may not be aware of that you are willing to write a report about, a fraud report, and fill it out, because they will be using that, and your name will be used for as part of the argument, the discussion that's going to be entertained in these courts. Now, I really have my doubts about whether or not they're going to find a couple hundred thousand votes here, a couple hundred thousand votes there. I certainly hope they do, but what do you think?
Well, you know, anything's possible. I don't want to say it's just the 2020 sort of a thing, but anything really is possible. And if you have ballots that were brought in that were manufactured, or if they were, you know, brought in after the fact, forensic analysis may reveal that.
All right, well, let me back up here, because we got to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll have more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, so don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number, and if you've got a question, give us a call. We'll try to answer it for you. But in the meantime, I'm going to tell you where I know there were unregistered voters.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And remember, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Just give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they will handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. Now, if you live in Florida, you have to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance. So, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Now, a premium quality windshield and $100 back is yours when you mention me, the captain, at Auto Glass America. Just give them a call. 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is again, folks. Those melodic tones here on the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, we're going to go to a caller in Georgia, and this nice lady has called in. And good morning, ma'am. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I am coming in. I'm African-American. I am one of the people that has changed to the Republican commitment to doing more for our minority people. I live in the county of Gwinnett, which is the red county, as well as Cobb County is red. The two blue counties actually are Fulton, and they are DeKalb. And for the most part, in my county of Gwinnett, there are more and more minority people that are voting for this president who put unprecedented values into this. So we have to listen and wait. The Supreme Court, actually, Judge Alito, has made it in such a way that if a separated the envelopes in Pennsylvania from the ballots that there will be unprecedented decisions made.
Mm-hmm.
He's made it clear to them, and this is something that's going to happen. It's not a matter of talking about now whether we're going to do it or not. They're suppressing our free speech.
Right.
This is a huge, huge thing. We have the right to have an opinion, and I'm telling you, Georgia is still a red state. It's still a red state.
I totally agree with you. Now, let's let Professor Kyle answer that. And thank you very much for your call, and keep listening.
Oh, yeah, I will. Yeah,
all right, thank you. All right, well, Kyle, we know that when the envelope that has the postmark date on it, if it's just a mail-in ballot, leaves the ballot, there is no way to prove whether or not that ballot showed up on time or not, right?
Exactly. And typically, I would think they would have to be able to retain those things. And certainly destroying them, could be seen as destruction of evidence.
And it also means the integrity of the ballot is highly questionable.
Exactly right, because you can't made it to how it got there to the facility, and this is exactly the problem that people see if they have the idea that suddenly a bunch of ballots showed up out of nowhere, this kind of thing, and again it's beyond scrutiny in the sense that they've put up barriers. You can't look in. You're escorted out. This kind of thing. It's
okay.
Very, very suspicious.
And again, going strictly on federal law, that is a violation of federal law that allows the two parties to come in and observe the process, regardless of who's in charge of the supervisor of elections office or wherever the votes are being counted. It guarantees the right to either party or both parties, as the case may be, to go in and review the voting process from a distance of 6 feet.
Exactly right. So no matter what the states can do in terms of how they gather the votes or count the votes and these kinds of things, but you're talking about a sort of a supra oversight of in terms of federal law. Exactly.
Now, here's what I also know, and Kyle, I've got to ask you this question because for the life of me, I don't understand how they can do this. As recently as September, in your state, California, they settled a lawsuit with the federal government and said they were going to remove 1.6 million inactive names from just the Los Angeles County's voter rolls, and they didn't do it, and we found out that those people turned around and voted in the last election. What the hell is going on out there?
Well, I think, Captain, generally speaking, we've got, of course, one-party rule for one thing, and for another, obviously, this is something that needs to be dealt with. But again, if they have these kinds of decisions come down and they're not followed, well, then who's going to enforce that?
Well,
probably not the California State Attorney General.
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but let me just put it to you this way: those votes, not one of them should count. Not one.
I agree. That's it. And I think most people would agree with that because it sounds reasonable. But when you're playing at the game at this level, it's how much you can get by with. And it's actually maddening to people. This is why people start to lose faith in our system. But our system should be resilient enough to deal with this.
Yeah, now let me read the legislation for Dennis, who called us and asked about the Electoral College and this and the other with the date. Here's what the law says. This is not the law, sorry. This is the Constitution, Section 3, U.S. Code, Number 1. The electors of president and vice president shall be appointed in each state on the Tuesday next after the first Monday in November in every fourth year succeeding every election of a president and vice president. Very clear. No words added. No words removed. That's it.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yep.
So therefore, We know when we're supposed to vote. We know the Electoral College meets on December the 14th. We know the states are supposed to have their votes certified by then, and that's why back years ago in 2000, Secretary of State Kathleen Harris at the time said, I have a date on which I have to ratify the ballots, and whether they're done or not, we're going to ratify the election and certify the results, and they did, and the result was George W. Bush won the election over Al Gore, and that was then contested, challenged, and found its way all the way to the Supreme Court.
That's right, and that's the infamous Bush v. Gore. It took 37 days to finally get to the end of that. But you're right, because see, by statute, they have to certify their votes by a certain day. In other words, things have to have a time when they're over finally. But I don't think the courts can extend that day.
Well, I don't think they can extend it, which means the states will certify it.
Right.
Whether they're right or whether they're wrong, with whatever votes they find that may not be able to be counted because of whatever reason. But we know that Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, maybe Arizona, possibly even North Carolina, the votes were definitely questionable in many cases. We've had the former governor of Wisconsin say that the unregistered voters outvoted the registered voters by 200%. Holy smokes.
Yes, not very subtle, is it? Not very subtle.
I mean, he didn't say by, 100,000 or 200,000. He said 200%.
Right. And again, you know, Captain, people that have businesses and so forth, they have to have a list of clients or customers that they serve. They could tell you how many customers they have on the rolls by looking at the computer and hitting a button. But yet we somehow don't know who's eligible to vote or if they're going to vote it did or if they died or any of these things. It's always just out in the ether there somewhere. And yet we still have elections, but we always have these kinds of inconsistencies and big questions. And this is the ultimate example, it seems.
Well, exactly, and we know that we have a huge problem in the midst. We know that this is going to have to go through the court system. We know that there's going to have to be a decision made, whether we like it or not, by our Supreme Court, more than likely, because there's going to be judges that are either going to not hear this or courts of appeals that are going to not vote on it and say we need to kick it up the ladder, and that's what they're going to do, because this is like a stick of dynamite. Many of these states aren't going to want to deal with this, the judges there, and it's automatically going to get tossed up the ladder. That's my opinion. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more, and if you want to opine, the number's 877-969-8600. And Kathy is going to give you the number again in just a second. Don't go anywhere. Lots going on tonight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Trump campaign has been pushing back against former Vice President Joe Biden's claim of victory in the 2020 presidential election, alleging widespread voter fraud in some battleground states and filing multiple legal challenges. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said the president has no reason to concede. He told Fox News that there are multiple reasons in his eyes that President Trump will eventually be proven the winner of the election.
If Republicans don't challenge and change the U.S. election system, there'll never be another Republican president elected again. President Trump should not concede. We're down to less of 10,000 votes in Georgia. He's going to win North Carolina. We've gone from 93,000 votes to less than 20,000 votes in Arizona. We're more votes to be counted. There are allegations of system failure, fraud.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and let me tell you a little something. Our good friend Wayne Allyn Root is going to be coming back on the show this week. I finally got a hold of him. He's finished his book. He's got his book out there, but he's got a whole bunch of hypothetical things that he's been writing about here, too, lately. Those of you that follow him, you know what I'm talking about. But we're going to bring him on the show Thursday night over Friday morning, so he'll actually be on a Friday morning show. Now, if you are injured in an accident and need a lawyer, the last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Now, Farrah and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers, and from the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person ready to listen. Listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under, and they'll make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah and Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So, if you've been injured or the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah and Farrah. Let them do the pushing back. Visit farrahandfarrah.com or give them a call 24/7 at 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We had a lady call in and ask us if we talked about this yet, and I said, no, we haven't. We were getting to it. But we have 28 states where the GOP is in charge of the state legislatures, correct?
That's right.
And I believe they're also plus one in the governorship, so those 28 states have got 28 Republican governors.
Right, right.
Now, that being said, we know in Minnesota and California, where we had problems, correct?
Mm-hmm.
two of the attorney generals, and you made the comment, well, the attorney general here is not going to do anything. There's a reason for that. The two attorney generals, the one in Minnesota, Keith Ellison, remember him? The Democratic congressman who got in all kinds of trouble with the sexual conduct and this, that, and the other, and some of the other accusations that were tossed against him. Well, he happens to be the attorney general in Minnesota. Boy, oh boy. Then you got, and this is the most suspect of them all, the attorney general in California is who?
Xavier Becerra.
And what was he famous for?
What was that?
Hiding the computer and the records and the tapes and all that stuff for the Hillary Clinton campaign. He was the gatekeeper.
Yes, you're right about that. And again, because it still serves their purpose. You see, they're not going to go crusading after voter fraud because I don't think it's in their interest to do that. And, you know, and again, it's, you know, fraud is a part of life in terms of our electoral process. It's just an unfortunate fact of life. It's always been there. Even go back to, you know, the 17 and 1800s, basically. But, The problem is, of course, is that once we start hearing that, well, this election was, you know, this is all fundamentally fair and it's all good and, you know, there's not really that kind of fraud out there and President Trump's making, how many news articles have I seen, Captain, that are supposedly straight news articles where they say President Trump continues his baseless accusations about this, that, and the other thing.
Everything I saw yesterday had that insinuation in there. Everything I saw.
Exactly. So, in other words, we're supposed to read that and go, oh, well, you know, President Trump, he's just off on a, you know, he's left the planet Earth here. He doesn't get it, you know. But that's when you really need to be more suspicious,
yeah.
It seems. Yeah.
Now, here's something else. We reportedly had 103 million mail-in voters. That's all mail-in voters. Some of them would have been absentee, but the others would have been just general mail-in voters.
Right.
Okay. We know we've got some say 10, some say 11. I've heard Joe Biden in his campaign speeches say, well, we want to give a fast pass to citizenship to the 11 million undocumented workers that are here and bring them out of the shadows. Well, it's not 11 million. It's at least 20 million. And we believe that because of the way it is in California and some of the other big blue states and big blue cities, we believe that some of those people, a large majority of them, voted in this last election. How could they possibly come up with the numbers they did for Joe Biden when you had a record number of voters vote for Donald Trump? It makes no sense.
Makes no sense at all. And it should be easily shown that, like, for example, in California, you know, they have the motor voter. You get your driver's license, you can get registered to vote. And there's supposedly safeguards there. But, you know, maybe now's a good time for the states to show that those safeguards actually work. In other words, it should be pretty easy to show that. And maybe it works. But, again, we need to be able to rule these kinds of things out to know if the election results that we're getting are legit.
Eric in Seminole has a question. He says, I could be mistaken, but isn't the attorney general for the state of California the child of convicted terrorists, and was he raised by members of the Weather Underground? I'm not sure he was.
I don't know. We can check on that, obviously.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, again, just because it's not in the interest of the ruling party of California, which is the Democrat Party, and we can just almost refer to them as the party. And, you know, this kind of thing will go on and on and on, ad infinitum, until either enough people leave and they're left holding the bag, or more people wake up and vote them out.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics here on the program, and of course, we've got a lot of things going on here tonight. Now, let me go over here to page 3. Violence has broken out at a Biden rally in Wisconsin. Imagine that.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and there were several thousand people on the streets, and nobody said a word about social distancing.
You know, Captain, I was watching those on Saturday when the calls started coming out from the news networks, and you saw people flooding into Times Square, for example. And did you know that Times Square is supposed to be pretty much shut down on New Year's Eve of all days because of COVID? But yet here the people began flooding into Times Square, and not a word that I heard. Mm-hmm. I think Kamala Harris might have mentioned something about it, but not a word officially from the Biden campaign or Biden himself say, go home, get back in your homes. You're supposed to be terrified. Get back in your houses immediately. This is a super spreading event that you guys are doing. And even some of the news anchors, from what I understand, Captain, weren't really all that concerned about the super spreader event unfolding before their very eyes.
And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has lashed out at the Democratic Party. She's not very happy, and she's hinted at quitting politics altogether. Well, please, God, do it, please.
Yeah, well, she said something like, I haven't decided really, I'm just paraphrasing here, whether or not I keep going in politics or go make a homestead somewhere or something. I'm like, and she says like 50-50, you know, but she said she wanted to run again because she wanted to show it was all legit and this was all real and all that kind of
now,
stuff. But yeah.
Now, the lady that called us from Georgia, she talked about two of the blue counties, Fulton County is one of them. The Georgia Secretary of State over the weekend dispatched investigators to Fulton County after an issue, quote, end of quote, was discovered in Fulton County pertaining to the ballots.
Yeah, well, again, these things have to be run down. It's the right of the American people to have these things run down. They have to have confidence. You see, Captain, what will happen is there's at least 70 million voters, obviously, who voted for Donald Trump. But we cannot move forward in this country if they have a good reason to doubt the election and think it's illegitimate.
I'm chuckling because Steve in Thailand just chimed in and says, AOC can't quit politics soon enough for me.
Well, that's right. Well, yeah, we could all get an amen on that.
Yeah, and Eric is saying the establishment government and establishment media have been reporting 11 million illegals for the last 30 years. I'm guesstimating the number is at least 30 million today. Well, I'm going to say it's probably double that, Eric. I'm going to say it's 20, 22, 24 million. I'm not going to say that there's been that many people that have come into the country because you got to remember, Donald Trump deported a lot more people than any other president. And boy, they were mad about that one too, weren't they?
Well, certainly. But again, you know, the idea of legitimacy, now the Democrats just hated Trump, or the Democrat Party elite, basically. They hated Trump. They didn't like that Hillary lost, and so they constantly called him illegitimate.
Yeah.
Well, if you have such a cloud over this election, you're going to have a lot of people calling Biden illegitimate, and it's going to be really hard to move forward in that kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, and the district attorney for San Francisco, Eric's chiming in here, that would have been Kamala Harris.
That's right.
All right. Well, caller, hang on, folks. We're going to take another break. And by the way, up in Wisconsin, where the violence broke out, the Black Lives Matter and anarchist groups were calling to burn it down, B-Rate, burn it down. And that's what they kept saying. And they told the people that were there supporting Joe Biden that they were just a bunch of fools. All right, we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Fly J, closest to you. Because if you pull in there and you tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, you will get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee on the Third Watch. Now, if you want to join the Drivers Club, then you get some serious points off for buying fuel, buying food, and buying supplies in the trucker store. And that could add up to some really nice bonuses and discounts for you. And don't forget, they've also got the Drivers Club where you can get things for those points like the jackets and the hats and the cups and whatever. So there you go. Now, we're going to go trucking right now and we're going to go rooster cruising.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a tear right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, there he is, Dave Carlisle, and it's Ain't Nothing Wrong With My Radio. Rooster Cruising there, and I want to bring Kyle Warren into the mix. What were you doing, Rooster Cruising yourself?
Well, yeah, I was just thinking about, you know, talking on the, you know, he says mashing his mic on the radio or something.
Mashing his Rode King mic, and that dates people a little bit when you talk about Rode King mics because they don't even make that radio anymore. But anyway, a large storm will continue to impact parts of the West with winter weather through Monday into Monday night. Strong winds are creating blizzard conditions in Montana. 4th of July is currently shut down with heavy snow. By the way, they've had upwards to 3 foot of snow in the past. Goody, goody. It's forecast also for the Sierras on down to south and the central Rockies. Meanwhile, we've got Tropical Storm Etta, which is pounding the southern part of Florida right now with lots and lots of rain and tropical force winds. Now, it's forecast to reach hurricane strength with storm surge and heavy rain impacting South Florida and the Keys Sunday night, Monday morning. That storm is supposed to move out into the Gulf and then make a right turn somewhere into Florida. All interests right now in Florida, right up here to Tampa Bay, need to be paying attention. And along the I-4 corridor, we are all under the gun at the moment for a tropical storm with anywhere from 10 to 12 to 15. And South Florida could get 20 inches of rain or more as this storm is not going anywhere soon. For about the next 3 days, we got to look at it. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you're right. The snowstorm up in the north part of the country, especially in Montana, in the Great Falls area, blizzard conditions, basically, I-15. Travel is very difficult, but really almost impossible in many areas that are being affected by that blizzard in northern Montana. And then, of course, as we move down into Wyoming, we have a high wind watch near Cheyenne and Laramie. That's if you're coming across I-80. Down in Colorado, as you mentioned, winter storm warning. This is going to be down in the southern part of the state as well, the southwestern part of the state. And all this goes down all through New Mexico, especially south of Albuquerque, wind advisory there. We've got wind advisories all over the place.
Yeah.
Winter storm warning north of, right around Flagstaff and north of Prescott.
Yep.
There in Arizona. In California, freeze warnings. All throughout the Central Valley, so agriculture is going to be greatly affected there, I fear, for the freeze warning, and then freeze warnings out in the Death Valley area. Also, Captain, at Cajon Pass right now, it was 34 degrees about an hour ago. It's now 31 degrees, and snow showers being reported as
sure.
You truck up the 15 freeway and go over Cajon Pass.
Now, got to get back to Florida here because there's the danger of life-threatening storm surge in portions of the Florida Keys tonight. Life-threatening storm surge possible along portions of the southern coast of the Florida Peninsula all the way from Naples across to the east side. That would be Alligator Alley. So those of you that are familiar with that are aware of what I'm talking about. In addition, residents in those areas should follow any advice given by local officials. Now, here's what's going to happen. Tropical Storm Etta is forecast to become a hurricane in the next 24 to 36 hours as it's slowly going to go into the Gulf and then make a right turn and then somewhere along the line cut across Florida. Now, the question is, will it be up further north towards the Panhandle? Will it be in the Big Bend area or will it be the Tampa Bay area? But any one of those three areas that I just mentioned, you need to be aware of the fact that you could have not only rain, lots of rain, but you could have wind and storm surge in those areas. So you need to pay attention and get prepared now. Don't monkey around. If you need to get your vehicle full of gas, do it now. If you need groceries, do it now. Do not wait. And this is going to be primarily a rainmaker, and many of the areas, my area where I live, for example, floods. So it's possible that if we get enough rain, well, it could be water in my street like it has been. Never come in the front door yet, anyway, but I'm not looking for a first time either.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, so give us the how we can hear your show there, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night, same time, same bat channel.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate everything that he does. But again, no fooling, no kidding aside here. You got to understand that we have the 28th, I guess it's the 28th storm that we've had so far. Holy smokes. And you got to pay attention. This is very important. Don't get caught in this mess that's headed in our direction. Just don't get caught. So there you go. Now, I'm waiting for Denise Simon to call, and I think that's her right there. Okay, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. Nancy Pelosi. How about Nancy Pelosi? What's she going to do?
Well, she's going to have a tough time, I think, getting the
218 votes?
Well, she's going to have a tough time getting the support to be Speaker. Now, she's already sent a letter to her caucus, and she said, you know, that she humbly asked them for their support and their vote for her to be Speaker and whatever else she said. But here's the interesting thing. She didn't sign it, you know, best or whatever. No, she signed it Forever Nancy.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Forever Nancy. Okay.
Forever Nancy. Do you think she's going to retire if she doesn't?
No.
No, because she's still a congresswoman.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not about to give up that seat. And even if they do, even if she does, look at the district. That's the district out of which we have her and Dianne Feinstein. Now, and the same necessarily goes for replacing Kamala Harris, because if Biden is in fact, gets to inauguration and all of that, and he becomes, the president, Governor Newsom can choose the senator seat to fill.
He can appoint himself.
So. Consider who he would necessarily choose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got Eric Swalwell. You got Karen Bass. Oh, you have Adam Schiff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
yep.
Don't expect anything to be even remotely reasonable.
Yep. Yeah, well, hold that thought, because when we come back, we'll try to be remotely reasonable ourselves. But Adam Schiff is possible, but I also know that he could appoint himself if he wanted to. How about them apples? All right, we're coming right back. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.